This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Now I work at my stupidity. Sherman Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And, you know, head up to the website. Give me your email address. It's really that simple. Give me your email address. Every week I send out an email, let you know what's going on, you know, on the show with sponsors, with topics, with people that might be on. And you'll even see some of the recent articles that we posted up to the website. Which wouldn't be a bad thing, right? Get a little informed, get engaged, have a feel for what's going on. You know, how many of you have ever been really sick? You know, really sick. And I'm not just talking about a cold, you know, miserable sniffles, you know, using up all the Kleenex in the house. I'm just talking about, you know, physically ill, where you were almost afraid to go see a doctor. And I would imagine that most of you, even, I won't say you atheists, but I would imagine that most of you would not turn down prayer. Especially when it comes to your kids, right? I mean, anything for your kids to be better. Well, because some people have nothing better to do, it's become a mighty sad day in America when professional football players, they can take a knee to protest the national anthem. But high school football players can't take a knee to pray for a sick little girl. Football fans, coaches, and players in Lake City, Michigan formed what they call the family circle on the field. They were going to pray for a young daughter of one of the coaches. Now, the little girl is hospitalized, and she's fighting a very serious illness. The school district has been holding family circles for more than a decade. It's an opportunity for coaches to recognize players after the game. Now, typically, prayer is not part of the post-game gathering. But on August 30th, at least this football, at the start of the football season, the players and others gathered on the field at midnight, to pray for the coach's child. You went on to say, "We pray for the young girl. We hope that she gets better soon, because for anyone to be ill like that, it's a tough thing. But for a little child, it goes even deeper." A video of the moment was shared on a school Facebook page, and soon after, it triggered a severe microaggression among a gang of atheists. Right? So these atheists, agnostics, and free thinkers, now these guys are based in Wisconsin. They have nothing to do with this community. And this is what I always say to you, whether you want to hear it or not. We are a representative government, okay? And if you've got a town that has no problem, a little town in the middle of no man's land, and 90% of those people are maybe Christians or God people, and they're okay with this, what gives you the right to come in and change it? What gives you the right to come in and get in the way of them doing this? Remember, you guys love to throw up the establishment clause. Well, what about the part that says the government doesn't have a right, I'm doing it in Joe's language, to keep you from practicing your religion? Right? They can't pass a law that infringes on your right to pray, that infringes on your right to worship. Yes, you can tell them I'm having trouble with that, right? It's real simple. It's there. It's unlawful for a school district to schedule prayer to school-sponsored events. That from the Freedom From Religion Freaks. Colin McNamara wrote in a threatening letter to the school district, the district must not schedule, promote, or endorse prayer of any kind at any school-sponsored event. The problem, again, is this is after the event, and the parents or everybody are in agreement with it. If you've got an atheist in a group that's not happy with it, they don't have to come. Matter of fact, if you've got a Christian in a group that's not into it, they don't have to come either. You don't lose points. You don't get bullied. You just don't go. The FFRF was especially disturbed to learn that the coaches had actually bowed their head during the prayer. Public school coaches must refrain not only from leading prayer themselves, but also from participating in students' prayers. That's not true. The Supreme Court has come down several times and said, as long as they don't lead it, if kids are doing it, and you want to participate, that's one thing. If kids are doing it and you want to support them, that's one thing. He said the coaches of public school employees are forbidden by federal law from even a minimal involvement in prayer. The Third Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in 2008 that coaches could not take a knee or bow their heads during prayers because it would lead to the reasonable observance to conclude he was endorsing religion even when the prayer was student-led. Here's the problem. Somebody can go back recently to the Supreme Court, who said you could actually have prayer before school board meetings, before city council meetings, before water board meetings, as long as the event doesn't officially start. Which means when you get all the way to the end of it, as long as the meeting is officially over, what's the problem? What they need to do is reach out to PJI. Pacific Justice Institute. They would take this on in a heartbeat. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Think about that. You guys who think that religious liberty is free now under Trump, that it's not going to be problematic, you're not going to have any issues, you would be wrong. It's that simple. Head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Steve Hilton joins me. He's the author of Positive Popularism, Revolutionary Ideas to Rebuild the Economic Security, Family, and Community in America. And Steve Hilton is also the host of The Next Revolution on Fox News. You can catch it on the weekends. I watch the show myself. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I want you part of the conversation. I want you engaged. I want you involved. I want you to be there. Help me figure out what's going wrong. Well, help me figure out, you know, maybe I went sideways. Maybe I don't have a clue. You never know. It wouldn't be the first time, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I always love this. Sometimes people get times confused. So we'll see what we can do about bringing Steve Hilton on here shortly. But I want to, you know what? Nothing stops the show. You know what I'm saying? Not a thing. You know, this Kavanaugh thing, we're not going to be able to get away from this week. And I hate spending time on what everybody else is spending time on. right? I mean, let them work it through. I mean, let them keep bringing it to you. I like to bring you some of the other distractions or the other things they're taking your mind away from. But this is a tough one. And let's talk about some of the serious problems with the new accusations against Kavanaugh. Now, this comes from the Daily Wire, but frankly, it's all because of what came through the New Yorker. Now, we published new accusations on Sunday from a second woman that Judge Brett Kavanaugh acted sexually inappropriate towards her at a party during their college years. Because that never happens. Have you seen college kids? And the majority of them. This isn't the, you know, years ago, it used to be there was that one freak in the group, right? We all, go watch Dazed and Confused. You had that one guy. And you all had it. The bigger the class was, maybe you had two guys. And it was always that one guy. Right? Always too high, too drunk, too dumb to know what was going on. And again, my comments in no way say that it's okay to sexually abuse, assault, or do any of that to women. Or to men, for that matter. But when you got colleges, I mean, think about the hypocrisy behind this. When you have colleges like Harvard, who has Primal Scream Week, and it's not what you think it is, it's nothing more than Sex Week. Okay? And I don't know where they happen. There must be some rhyme or reason to those, but we do stories about these colleges all the time that have Sex Week. My first comment is, do you really have to waste your tax dollars holding a sex week at a college? Usually, it's sex month, sex year, without your help, right? And then we did one story about a school that was teaching you how to make sex toys from ordinary household tools. Now, let your brain run wild with that one, because I'm not going back through that. I think it took me 5 years to clean my head out after that one. So there's nothing new here. If every, let's be honest about this. Let's see if you guys can really be honest. See if you on the left will pop eyebrows and start posting stuff I said out of context like you love to do. If you went down Congress, and this was your litmus test, is what they did in college or high school, right? If they were sexually inappropriate, I guarantee you about 60% of them would have to just leave, period. No questions asked. You're gone. Get out of here. I'm talking men and women. Don't give me that. You know, see, I love this stuff where they say when a woman says it, it's true and we should act on it, what have you. So, like, women are never sexually aggressive. Women never use, their bodies, if you would, to get ahead, right? Never. So let's not make it sound like this is it's only a one-sided thing, because it's not. And it's not fair to treat it that way. And if you want to go through the accusations that are made that have put plenty of people in jail, that have ruined plenty of lives, and you find out afterward it wasn't them. And matter of fact, you even find out afterward that the woman lied about the event. Debbie Ramirez is 53. She alleges that while she was at a Yale party, intoxicated to the point that she was on the ground in a foggy state, slurring her words, Kavanaugh pulled his pants down and exposed himself to her. Now, I have to say, she's on the floor. She drank so much. She was so intoxicated that she fell on the ground. She's in a foggy state. She's slurring her words. And yet she knows, without a doubt, that it was Kavanaugh. There's only one problem with this. She didn't know until she sat with her lawyers for 6 days before it came back into her mind. I'm just having a hard time with this. The New Yorker reported that the subsequent report from the New York Times both raised multiple red flags about the credibility of the allegations. Now, the New Yorker and the New York Times, not Joe Messina. First of all, the New Yorker could not find one single witness, and that's what it's all about, right? Couldn't find one single witness who could put Kavanaugh at the party, or the alleged party, whatever they're calling it, whatever the legal terminology is. Right? Buried more than 1,000 words into the report, Ronan Farrow and Jane Mayer wrote, "The New Yorker has not confirmed with any eyewitness that Kavanaugh was present at that party." The magazine contacted several dozen classmates of Ramirez. Are you hearing this? What more would the FBI do? The magazine contacted several dozen classmates of Ramirez and Kavanaugh regarding the incident. Many did not respond to the interview request, but others declined to comment. They said they didn't attend. They don't remember the party. See, and parties were big, and there were lots of them. So I'm not saying that they're lying because they couldn't remember. Maybe they couldn't remember that party. Maybe they went to so many of those that parties that they just couldn't remember them. I get it. The New York Times couldn't find a single person who could corroborate Ramirez's claims. Not one. They claimed he went through dozens of people. I'm sorry. I want to find a prosecutor that would take this on. I want to find a prosecutor that would take this under his or her wing and thought they could win it. That would be the caveat. You'd have to tell me you thought you could win the case. The New York Times, likewise, could not find a single witness to back up her allegations as well. The Times has interviewed several dozen people over the past week in an attempt to corroborate her story. We could find no one. The man accused of egging on Kavanaugh, he's denied Ramirez's claim. Are you hearing this? Every time they say that they have a witness, that the person was there, that they know the person was there, the person would talk with them, what happens when they interview that person? The person says, what are you talking about? Yep, the man accused of John Kavanaugh denied Ramirez's allegations and vouched for Kavanaugh's character. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have- USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. He's heard from the president. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh tells Martha McCallum in an exclusive interview on Fox News, President Trump has reached out by phone.
I know he's going to stand by me. He called me this afternoon and said he's standing by me.
Brett Kavanaugh sitting down with his wife Ashley saying he's never assaulted anyone.
I'm a good person. I've led a good life. I've tried to do a lot of good for a lot of people. I am not perfect. I know that. None of us is perfect. I'm not perfect, but I've never, never done anything like this. I know I'm telling the truth. I know my lifelong record, and I'm not going to let false accusations drive me out of this process. I have faith in God, and I have faith in the fairness of the American people. America's about fairness and hearing from both sides. I didn't do this or anything resembling this. This is wrong.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
I'm Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being part of the show, being part of the conversation. I do check the chat room. Make sure. First of all, I want to make sure you're alive over there. I want to make sure you're paying attention. Because if you're talking about something else, then you're either not listening to me or you just don't care. I am Joe Messina, your host. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Watch happening there. Watch you can be involved with. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that, again, that you're involved, that you're part of the process. We were going over Kavanaugh's, some of the issues they're going to have with the Ramirez testimony, or I should say the Ramirez accusation. Can you imagine, seriously, don't care what side of the aisle you're on, somebody comes in and says, I know that person, I don't care what it is, let's just say they assaulted me. You know, they hit me at a party, 20 years ago they pushed me down on the ground, 30 years ago they pushed me down on the ground. And you can't find anybody, I mean anybody, we all go to reunions, or a lot of us do anyway, I don't go, but a lot of people go to school reunions. You stay friends. You talk a lot to those kids, they're adults now, that you hung out with in high school, don't you? Are you telling me you can't find one person that can remember that? When it gets to that point, how do you sell that anymore? How am I going to sell that to you? Now, I know what happened. I know it was him, but I didn't know what house, what block, what time of year, what party it was, who was there other than him. How does that go? We were talking about the man that actually egged on Kavanaugh. And he's denying Ramirez's allegations. She said he was egging on Kavanaugh, and Kavanaugh did it. Now, some of you are saying, well, then, of course, he was part of the problem. That's why he's keeping his mouth shut. No. He just says he wasn't there. That didn't happen. We get about 1,400 words in the New Yorker story. Farrow and Mayer provide a quote from one of the men named Ramirez, named by Ramirez. One of the male classmates who Ramirez said egged on Kavanaugh denied any memory of the party. He said, I don't think Brett would flash himself to Debbie alone, that's his wife, or anyone for that matter. He asked why he thought Ramirez was making the allegation. He responded, look, I have no idea. The other male classmate who Ramirez said was involved in the incident said, I don't remember that at all. I mean, here's two women who supposedly don't know each other, right? Both of them accusing Kavanaugh, both of them naming people who were supposed to be witnesses, and in every case, the witnesses said, nope, don't remember that, didn't happen. And yet he's still guilty. The left still says he's guilty. Think about this. The left still says he's guilty. And it's been a habit of theirs to immediately lay into the Republicans, lay into a conservative, pronounce them guilty without any due process. But when it comes up on the other side, of course, it's a whole different animal now, isn't it? Right? Remember Wiener? They wanted him to have due process. They weren't going to make any statements. Remember Henry Weinstein? Same thing with him. They were silent. Not a word for like a week. A person that Ramirez claimed was at the party says he wasn't there. Especially for that incident. He doesn't remember that incident at all. Now, this was a person they would name. Another family member of Anonymous. Ramirez contacted her former classmate, she said, asking about the incident and admitted that she was not sure that Kavanaugh was the male who exposed himself. According to the Times, it's amazing. Mrs. Ramirez herself contacted former Yale classmates, as we did, asking if they recalled the incident, told them that she could not really remember whether it was Mr. Kavanaugh or not, and nobody that she contacted or that the paper contacted couldn't even say the incident happened, let alone whether it was Kavanaugh or not. And the reason I'm doing this to you, the reason I'm working through this painstakingly here, is because I want you to hear the hypocrisy. I want you to hear the lunacy behind the ranking Democrats coming out and saying he's guilty. I believe her, not him. Not one shred of evidence. Not anybody who even remembers hearing about the incident. Well, you have somebody that said they heard about it, but not who it was. A woman who claims that she was best friends with Ramirez says that Ramirez never mentioned the story and initially said that her friend's accusations against Kavanaugh might be politically motivated. Best friends. Buried nearly 1,700 words in the New Yorker piece. The report also states, I quote, the former friend who was married to the male classmate alleged to be involved and who signed a statement said that Ramirez, this is a woman I was best friends with. We shared intimate details of our lives. And I was never told about this story by her or by anyone else for that matter. It never came up. I didn't see it. I never heard about it. I never heard of it happening. This was one of Ramirez said that she was a wit. This was Ramirez's best friend. Maybe they didn't share everything. I don't know. She said she hadn't spoken to Ramirez for about 10 years, but that the two women had been close all through college. The Kavanaugh had remained part of what she called their larger social circle. This is what I said to you before. Remember, women do it more than men do, where they stay friends with their college buddies longer and longer and longer. Men, we're done with college, we're done with you in most cases. Yeah, I know, we're not very loyal, are we? The story goes on to say that she said that she hadn't spoken with Ramirez for about 10 years, but that the two women had been close all through college. Kavanaugh had remained part of what she called their larger social circle. In an initial conversation with the New Yorker, she suggested that Ramirez may have been politically motivated. Later, she said that, she didn't know if that was the case. Of course, walked it back. Her girlfriend probably called her and got on her case. Now, Ramirez, just like Christine Blasey Ford, is a registered Democrat because he's dedicated, outspoken to progressive left causes. Farrow and Mayer note more than 1,800 words in the report that Ramirez is a registered Democrat, noting that she works towards human rights, social justice, and social change. Okay, nothing wrong with working towards what you believe in. Ramirez wasn't even sure that her memory was correct. Ramirez, the one who put it out there, said, I'm not sure if any of this is true. Until she didn't go through, what do they call it, regression therapy or whatever it is? No, no, she spent 6 days going over it with her lawyer. 6 days going, I want you to think about this, going over the events that you couldn't remember, hoping that you'd remember something. Can you see the attorney going, now you sure it wasn't Kavanaugh? Talk about what he looked like. Well, that sounds like Kavanaugh. You sure it wasn't Kavanaugh? And if you look at Kavanaugh's high school picture, am I wrong here? He looks like about 77% of the kids that went to high school. Dark hair, bushy eyebrows, you know, just the stereotypical young man in high school. In her initial conversation with the New Yorker, she was reluctant to characterize Kavanaugh's roles in the alleged incident with certainty. Again, after 6 days, she was certain it was him. How does that work? I'd love to, you know what, we should get a psychologist on the show and talk and walk this through. How does that happen? How does that work? The New Yorker waits for more than 2,100 words to inform readers that Ramirez's lawyer is Stanley Garnett, a former Democratic district attorney in Boulder, Colorado. Or if you're from Boston, Colorado. Ramirez admits that there are holes in her memory due to how much, ready for this? Not how much time has passed. No, no, no. How much she drank at the party. So let me see. Would this be, I got to ask you, if there's a prosecutor out there, I got to ask you this. You defense attorneys would have a ball with this, wouldn't you? I drank so much that I fell on the floor. I was very fuzzy and hazy. When I looked up, I saw Kavanaugh exposing himself. She was fuzzy, hazy, and drunk to the point where she couldn't stand up. I'm just trying to understand. I'm Joe Pesci, your host. Listen to the Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, if you please. Seriously. I always appreciate the time you let me know what's going on and you want to get involved. And you know, I know that some of you must be getting crazy with all the Kavanaugh conversation, but you can't. This is important. You know, in line with what Kimberly was saying, it's very, very true. If you allow them to win by pushing chaos, because there's no fact here. Look, even if he committed these crimes at this point, right now, he's still innocent until proven guilty. That's number one. Number two, there's still no facts here. Absolutely nothing. And even the ones that came first, even the one that came forward first, even the one that said something about it first, can't produce any, and I'm not saying somebody who was in a room at the time, How about just somebody who had a hint of, who knew? You don't go to a party like that, have an incident like that happen, and have it stay quiet for 35 years. So give me something. That's what I'm saying. Give me something. And my understanding is that the state that supposedly this took place in, there is no statute of limitations on rape. None. So if they feel like there was a sexual assault or rape, then report it. You still have time to report it. Part of the problem, if it's proven to be a false report, then you're really in trouble. As well as it should be. Both crimes are serious. You ruin a man's life, you ruin somebody's life, yeah. By lying and you get caught, you deserve what you get. And vice versa. You ruin a woman's life by sexually assaulting her, yeah, you should get it too. Now, Ramirez, the second accuser, then admits to the fact that there's holes in her memory due to a problem she has. It was called how much she drank at the party. Right? Now, think about it. She drank like that at the party. Again, I'm going to go back to, she said, she drank so much that she passed out and fell on the floor. Okay? She drank so much that things were fuzzy and hazy while she was laying on the floor. And that even though things were fuzzy and hazy, that when Kavanaugh dropped his drawers or did whatever he did in exposing himself, she was very clear on the body part and the face attached to it. The only thing she was clear about. Because she doesn't say, look, there was only three of us there. It was me, Mary, and him. Now, she said she was at first hesitant to speak publicly, partly because her memories contained gaps because of all the drinking she did. Ramirez said that at the party where students were playing a drinking game, she quickly became inebriated because of a large amount of alcohol that she was consuming, adding that she became so intoxicated that she was on the floor, foggy, slurring words, and just out of it. So, again, perfect testimony. Right to ruin a man's life, to ruin his career. You know why else I hope he wins? Let's see if you're on the same page as me. I hope he fights this to the end. And I believe he'll win. I don't think he'll win. I believe he'll win. Because I want this man, I want his daughters to see a fighter. I want his daughters to see what it's like, what you're willing to give up, what he's willing to give up to fight for what's right. Because if they play all kinds of games, if they really muddy the water with all this garbage, at some point he might decide it's easier to get out. He might decide that with what they're doing and what people are buying into, it might be jail time for him. And somebody said earlier, where are all the women that came forward? What's her name? Gloria Allred. For the good of all women, we need to fight this. Is she still got lawsuits going on against Judge Roy Moore? Are there still lawsuits going on against the president? How many of these women that are brought out at these election cycles to shame a man go on to sue them? So the men end up in jail. They should end up. Look, if they really did it, they should end up in jail, shouldn't they? Now, further into the article, which you find. In a statement, two of those male classmates who Ramirez allegedly were involved in the incident, the wife of a third male student who said she was involved, and three other classmates, Dino Ewing, Louisa Gary, and Dan Murphy, all disputed Ramirez's account. Now, this is what's... You want to talk about fuzzy? She's sitting there saying, okay, I know that this person was there. They go talk to those people. They go, I have no idea what she's talking about. I wasn't there. How does that work? No, I'm not trying to be goofy or mean or anything else. I'm asking you the question. How does that work? How does that play out? How is that real? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just a question. So But anyway, he said that we were the people closest to Brett Kavanaugh during the first year at Yale. He was a roommate to some of us. We spent a great deal of time with him, including in the dorm where the incident allegedly took place. Some of us were also friends with Debbie Ramirez during and after her first time at Yale. We can say with confidence that if the incident Debbie alleges ever occurred, we would have seen or heard about it. We did not. The behavior she describes would be completely out of character for Brett. In addition, some of us knew Debbie long after Yale, and she never described this incident until Brett's Supreme Court nomination. Think about this. 35 years. You would think at one point in time, she's sitting there with a group of friends, his name comes up on TV or in another situation, and she would be able to look over and go, oh, that piece of dirt. Do you know what he did to me in high school or in college? Right? I'm just asking. I mean, think about this. Think this through for real. Would you take this on? If you can drop being a Democrat for a minute, just for a minute, I want you to think about the facts in the case, the real facts, not just what she said took place, but the real facts. Can you honestly tell me that you could put your finger on this and say, yep, he's guilty? No question about it. I don't think you can. Really, I don't think you can. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I was talking to Kimberly during the break, and I guess I'll just put it out there. And not some of you, but I want you to hear me out before you hang up. Or change stations. No change stations. Just shut me off or something. And some of you know I'm running for office, right? And I'm helping other people run for office. And you've got people, you know, they need help. They need help with walking and callers and people who will help put their material together to hand out and that kind of stuff. And all year long, I sit behind this mic and I go to events and the conservatives are all rah-rah on Facebook, rah-rah at a conservative event, and we need to get and we need stronger people. Well, why? Why should I bother? I'm watching the people who are showing up at these events who are coming out to walk and call and what have you, as volunteers, not as paid people. I'm watching you come out, and it's pretty much bupkis. And it's not because the candidates aren't good. It's because we are, majority of us, not all, majority of us, are all talk and no action. Because the majority of us, we want to fight the fight verbally, by mouth, to try to get somebody else to go out and do it. And I don't mind talking to you like this because I do it. I have to give up some nights at work, some nights, you know, going out and helping somebody, or afternoons helping somebody try to get ready for what they're trying to fight. Where are you? And you know that's a generic you. Where are you? What are you doing locally to help somebody win a race? What are you doing locally to help somebody get ahead? I don't want to hear that you don't have a car. I don't want to hear that you have no money. I don't want to hear that you're on high blood pressure medication. I mean, unless this stuff really stresses you out, what's it take for you to send 10 emails out? Just 10. You put all 10 names on one email. I'm voting for John Smith. Some of you know me. You know how I feel about this stuff. You know how I check people out. I would appreciate it if you would join me in supporting John Smith, and please send this email to 10 or 15 of your friends and ask them to send it to 10 or 15 of their friends. Is that something you really can't do? If you have high blood pressure, if you're sitting in a wheelchair, even if you're half blind, some of you are still typing emails. Is that really too much to ask to do? Just curious. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We come back. An Ole Miss professor says Trump's juicy booty is proof that God is white. I have no idea what that means. We'll be back in a minute.